groups that we want to thank. First of all, Worldwide MTC Studios. So if you have not seen www.mtcstudios.com, that's www.mtcstudios.com. Check it out. A lot there for you. And we are part of the Worldwide MTC Studios, bringing you all kinds of tech news from MTC organizations throughout the world. Next up, Skype Broadcasting. It's how you're watching us. Skype Broadcasting in preview today. We're using it in production, and we are on, right? I've got to make sure we checked with the Skype piece. So we're running with Skype Broadcasting. We got that going. So at any rate, that allows you to use the same Skype service in Office 365 that you use for everything else to broadcast up to 10,000 users without any overhead. Next, New Tech TriCaster. All of this show is mixed. What you're seeing back here isn't even real. There's a big green sheet in back of me. We use the New Tech TriCaster. It can bring multiple camera feeds. Our feed here from the desktop PC as well as others. Combine them all, our Skype TX, everything. You can bring it all together. Give us these virtual sets and all kinds of great stuff. It's brought to you by New Tech. We use TriCaster 8000, and you could too. Skype TX for remote presenters and remote guests. And starting next week, we're going to allow call-ins live on air via Skype TX. Yammer. So down below, and that brings me to a quick point. If you would like to ask questions during today's show, if you have thoughts, ideas, questions, etc., if you are not a part of the integrated Yammer below, you should be. It was on the invite. It's on the meeting piece. You click there. You can request a invite, and we'd love to have you conversing with us on Yammer. Azure is where all this stuff runs out of, both our website as well as the Skype broadcast services. Sitecore is the software our website runs on. And finally, the site was designed by Microsoft partner Perficient. So thanks to everybody around all that. And that goes, there is our commercial for the day. So today, we're going to be talking about creating a WWMTC Studios app with App Studio. We're going to build one live on the fly with you here today, walk you through so that you too can go step by step and build your own App Studio application in Windows 10. The agenda for today is as follows. We're going to start off with Microsoft Tech News. Follow that up with a little building a Windows 10 app with Microsoft Studio. I have then upcoming events, but if we have some extra time, I've got a couple of apps we'll show you on Windows Phone, running on my Windows Phone that's running Windows 10. And then we'll kind of wrap it up. So before we start, Steve, real quickly, how was your weekend?
I had a nice weekend. We hosted a costume party at my house.
A costume party? And what were you dressed up as?
I was a taco.
Steve was a taco.
Indeed.
Awesome.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was it was pretty good. The biggest thing I did was actually get my... We'll put it on the big camera so I don't give away all my private info, but here we go. I had to renew. It was that time because today is my birthday and tomorrow my license expired. So now we have the new license. Oh. So I got a new license, and actually you're going to think this is probably pretty lame, but my big thing I was all excited about was I work outside a lot. I got over an acre of land, and I like to think of myself as kind of a farmhand or a ranch. I like to be like a rancher. So I went out to Tractor Supply and got myself one of those Carhartt type jackets. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but it's a rancher's coat, super heavy duty. You buy it, there's no plastic on it. It's all brass fittings and
look the part, be the part.
Yes. So I got myself one of those and I felt quite manly, I have to say. Yep, so that was the highlight of my weekend. Other than that, shopping with my wife. So that was my little shopping side venue. But that's it. And of course, it was Halloween, so we handed out candy to all the little trick-or-treaters. My dog thinks it's the most exciting time of the year with all the people coming. She gets to bark nonstop.
Holiday is for her, too.
Holiday is for her. That's to her, it's a great day. So that was it for our weekend. But we've got tech news. Have you been paying attention to all the tech news, Stephen?
I've dabbled.
He has dabbled. Well, we've got, as you can see here, a whole bunch of stuff we're going to show. Why don't we go full screen? I'm going to pull this stuff up in the browser. So we're going to exit out of our little PowerPoint here. Pull up the browser. And the first story we have is Word Real-Time Co-Authoring, A Closer Look. Highly recommend you take a look at this article. Again, we'll have all the links to all these articles on our post after today's broadcast when we post it on demand. But they have a whole piece around starting to use real-time co-authoring, showing how to use the integrated share feature that's there both there and in Word Online. In fact, later in my education sect broadcast we're going to do at 2:30, we're going to be showing that. But they walk you through the whole sharing process, seeing the real-time co-authoring, seeing people, where they're at, what they're doing, color-coded presence, and all that enabled, integrated right on the app. It's rocking. It's cool. You should check it out. They have a nice video on it talking all about how it goes. So check that out. That's from the Garage, Office Garage. But check this post out. Learn a little bit more about what you could be doing with Word. And we'll have a link to that after the break. Maybe, though, you are not on a PC, in which case I would say,
I'm sorry.
No, but if you're on a Mac, and you may have gotten the latest Office 2016, included with that is Excel 2016. So there's a great post. Again, we'll have links to this after the break, where the Excel folks on a Mac don't have to feel like a second-class citizen. You know, in the past, all the new great stuff came to the PC, but now it's coming to the Mac as well. It's there today, and they're going to be able to get regular updates around that. But they have 8 tips and tricks you should know for Excel 2016 for the Mac. So first of all, recommended charts. If you're having trouble with your charting, they have some great recommended ones that will get you started lickety-split. Taking a look at the formula builder for building formulas and doing all kinds of great stuff. Here, it's going to walk you through kind of a WYSIWYG wizard to get you building your formulas. Chart formatting task pane is another area. Pivot table slicers that we've been doing on the PC for quite a while. The data analysis tool pack, which is very cool. And finally, a bunch of keyboard shortcuts that you want to take a look at, as well as some other pieces. But if you're using a Mac, and if you have Office 2016, if you don't, you should be getting it. And if you do, take a look at this. You're going to want to check out all the new things you can do with Excel. And we'll have a link for that after the show. Next up, 5 ways to save big bucks on online meetings. So this really is all about using a single client for really that kind of anywhere, anytime, anyplace, real-time collaboration. Going with, you know, peer-to-peer, one-to-many, many-to-many, a group to very large-scale meetings. And they talk about having the one tool for multiple venues of communication that include voice, video, chat, and more. Virtual settings, you know, results in fewer meetings overall, because then as you get starting to have these virtual ones, you don't have to recur meetings where you missed people. Less travel, you know, saving on that. Online meetings make it easier for telecommuting. I can tell you, as somebody who used to work in our greater Southeast district, this was huge for me. As my boss was in Tampa, I was in Raleigh, and our team was all over the Southeast. And then finally, connecting globally for less money. And so they have a whole bit about this, but I will tell you, Skype for Business is the way to go, because it is that single client. We've been showing that increasingly. In fact, scaling all the way up to broadcasts like this, at everything from peer-to-peer chat right on up to a large-scale broadcast like we're doing right here, and having it all covered in your Office 365. We'll have links to that. Next up, this was pretty cool. Stephen, you read Gartner all the time, don't you?
I'm a little rusty.
He's a little...
He
may have missed something, so let me refresh. That's okay, because I know oftentimes we need refreshers. But, you know, a lot of our clients do look to Gartner as, you know, going out there and giving recommendations around best of breed products and all kinds of goodies. Well, Gartner has recognized Microsoft as a leader in their 2015 Magic Quadrant for Social Software in the Workplace for 7 years running. That's right, folks, 7 years running. In fact, not only when you look at the latest quadrant, is it 7 years running, but oh, we are the leader, not just a leader, the leader. So, you know, when we talk about Office 365 and all the great stuff that it gives you, it used to be at Microsoft, we used to talk about being good enough. But for the last, you know, 6-7 years, it hasn't been good enough. It's really been around, we are best of breed. And this is just another example as we continue to hold that spot here. Across, but this is not just social, it's a suite of software that offers you best of breed around social, best of breed around records management, security, etc. All that good stuff in the cloud collaboration. We are the best of breed and recognized 7 years running. Moving on, this one is cool. Steven, do you like to dance? The right song's on. Well, don't worry. I'm not going to ask you to dance today. we don't want to put you on the spot here. But in this case, oh, and we have a happy birthday on our Yammer. Thank you, Todd. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So I've gotten a couple of happy birthdays. So got a little one there. But this next news article I thought was very cool. It is a use of sway in corporate America. And so it says here, get inspired. Here we go. In collaboration with Microsoft and HarperCollins, Rhodes and Kingdom, an independent media company backed by Anthony Bourdain. I don't know if you've ever seen Anthony Bourdain. He does that Destination Unknown or something like that.
Love that show.
Love that show, right? This is cool because I watch him. And I'm probably mispronouncing his name, but I do love that show also. He does some really cool stuff. It says they've reimagined the travel guide by inviting you to go beyond the pages of their new book, Rice Noodle Fish, Deep Travels Through Japan's Food and Culture, with an immersive web experience built with Microsoft Office apps, Sway and OneNote. Sway and OneNote. In fact, I'm going to show this to the Ed folks later because this is compelling stuff, right? So here we are, and they have a whole introductory, and they kind of walk you through what they did, how it started, how they used OneNote, how Bourdain was using it to, you know, annotate and take notes as they're going and collaborate. Very cool stuff. And they talk about all the stuff you can do here. They even give you access to their OneNote apps with the OneNote connections. His notes he's done as he went along, right? So combining the travel guides there and everything they did, then how they use Sway to share their story. And it all culminated in this. And this is cool. I'm going to open this in a new window. So here is their Sway app. It's pretty attractive looking, don't you think, Steven?
It is. It looks very nice.
It looks very nice. Not quite as attractive as we are, but attractive nonetheless, in its own unique sort of way. So here you can see they have here, you know, this Japan guide, how to use, what is this? I'm gonna click on it, how to use, and the basics. Oh, how to use their guide, right? And then they have a whole piece around how to use, and then you can click on that, boom. Look at this, how to use this guide. And then it takes you into this whole Sway piece. So they really have Sway introducing Sway while you're there, and they have all kinds, buy the book, start exploring. We got some cool imagery here. All kinds of neat stuff, but we can go through Japan Eats and the basics. And again, all of these then have things like sharing built in. We have comments that people are putting in here. The guides. The six pillars of Japanese food. Subo, Agamanu. Man, I'm going to have to go here. This is kind of cool. Gohan. Look at this stuff. This is very cool. Boom, all kinds of information. This is just really rocking. And we could just keep on going, but this is a great example of a very deep, immersive experience, right? Built with Sway, all the note-taking done in OneNote for the collaboration and then making the OneNotes available so you can pull those up on your phone if you're traveling. This is, I mean, look at this. Here's the OneNote, the guide for Tokyo. This is just rocking stuff. And here we have people, boom. This is cool. So having said all that, check it out. It is a great example of what people are doing using Sway and OneNote in this case. And we'll have a link to that after the break. Moving on, we want to quickly rip through our last couple of ones. Number one, the new Microsoft Band is available today. So the new attractive band, Generation 2. I use Generation 1. It's available as of the 30th. You can get it in stores near you. I will be sporting one hopefully soon. I'm still on the Gen 1. Go out of full screen for 1 second. So there we are. There is my Gen 1 on here, tracking my sleep and everything. I had a guy pinging me over the weekend about the kind of information it was detailing in sleep. So you can check it out. I'll have links to that after the break. Next up, go back full screen. A studio in your pocket, the Lumia, like my phone, helps create Cricut audio soundtracks. And they have this very cool article how this Microsoft united a sound engineer and a composer in Dubai to create remarkable soundtrack of the sounds of Cricut using a Lumia 640 XL and the powerful Windows Phone apps. In this case, it was sound engineer Rajesh Bhatia and composer Tarun Pankolia, I hope I said these right, collaborated to create an audio piece that combines the voices and other sounds of the sport of cricket with music against a rhythmic backbeat. This is cool. They use a Lumia XL and then two apps, the free Perfect Recorder app to record the sounds and mix the sound using the Wavemaster app, all on a phone. Then they have videos showing what they did, how they did it, and then quotes from them. It's a great walkthrough with videos showing exactly what they did, going through end to end, and then the final output. I think this is just totally rocking. We'll have links to it, and you can check it out yourself after the fact. Meet the winner of the Lumia Challenge. So they keep having these Lumia Challenge contests. You should check them out. This one is on Color Match, and it is some pretty cool stuff around matching the color with their phone to others and doing some edits. Check it out. It's just very inspiring. If you're into photography, something you definitely need to see. Finally, last two. Number one, if you are a Star Wars fan, Disney Marvel and Disney Pixar and Disney Infinity are now joined by Star Wars, so you can have Darth Vader against the Hulk, against, I don't know, anybody from Disney Pixar's, right, from Pixar. So all the characters from all three worlds are available in Disney Infinity 3.0 for Windows 10. You could be playing it today. Have your kids play it. It is very cool. Check it out. We'll have links to that after the break. And finally, USA Today Sports app for Windows 10 is now out, and it allows you to curate and pull in all your favorite teams, all the information you want to pull in. It's going to focus around you. It is free, available for you today. Check it out, and we will have links to that. We are now at 20 past the hour, which means it is time to dive into our Windows App Studio, creating an app. So today, what we're going to be doing is the following. We're going to take a look at the Windows App Studio that is available at appstudio.windows.com. In fact, there was a great post around this just the other day. I saw on one of the third-party websites, and I forget who now. I think it was on Mashable I saw it, and talking about doing App Studio development with no code using appstudio.windows.com. So we're going to take a look at that. Then we're going to take a look at how you can start the how-to tab, which is going to actually walk us through kind of what to do, how to do it, whole-blown tutorial for you, the user, right within the App Studio itself. Next, we'll take a look at some of the sample apps that are there. And then we're going to take a look at how to start our new app, and we are actually going to build one on the fly for our www.worldwidemtcstudios.com site. So let's go ahead and exit out of here. And you can come back full screen here, Stephen. And I'm going to close out, or not full screen, get out of the full screen, I mean. Let me close out these little tabs here real quick. Boom, boom. We don't need all that. And we're going to come over here. So this is appstudio.windows.com. You'll notice it's a very visually friendly site. Talks about creating Windows 10 apps, but actually off this site, you can create both Windows 10 and 8.1 for 8.1 phone, 8.1 desktop, or like my Surface 3, which is sitting over here. You can do that. You can create Windows 10 universal apps. It'll run on both. And so it's a great opportunity for you to create applications, simple ones for your team, groups, etc., that you might want to get, you know, content out there. If you have a website, maybe it's, maybe you're going to create it for your community group, maybe a scouts group or some local charity group you may be involved in. All kinds of great things that you can do to get involved. In fact, I was talking to a group just this morning down at Raleigh, North Carolina, and we had a talk about some stuff they're doing for a whole Kickstarter program and different things. They could create a app for it using this. So, the App Studio. So as I mentioned, we're gonna take a look. This is the piece itself. It says you can create your app in four easy steps. Click Start Now, then click Add, then Add Content, take your app from ideas. Then once you're done, go ahead and load it. They have some training videos down here, some additional resources. But I'd like to start off with the how-to, which actually walks us through a very in-depth tutorial. We're not going to do the in-depth here. I'm going to walk you through, but I want you to know. At the very top, you'll see there is a tab that you click, it's how-to. When you get there, it's going to walk you through starting with the basics, first steps, configuring data sources, side loading, and they get pretty involved. So for example, you know, if I click basics, here we go. It's going to get us started. Then it has things like templates and content, building your app. What is your data? What is a data source? What are the different data sources? What can I do with a collection? You know, so like, what are the different data sources? And it has some basic ones listed here. What can I do with a collection? Static resources versus App Studio data services. Then it gets you into the first steps, right? Building things, doing menu sections, etc. All this stuff with actions. Then configuring your data sources. Again, a ton of information here. I'm not going to spend all of our time going that. They walk you through like step by step, setting up an RSS feed, HTML sections. We're going to do all this here. YouTube sections, API keys. I'm going to show you using a Facebook API key today. Side loading your apps. So how to go ahead and side load them so that if you want to install it yourself and then share it with just certain folks, how to go ahead and get those published package as well as installable packages, versioning, generating an 8.1 app. They walk you through there. We're going to do it with a 10, but look at all this stuff. I mean, this is pretty in-depth, right? Publishing the 8.1, installing it on a phone. Then how do you publish an app? This is when you want to actually get it out there. And if you want to publish it, for example, to, I don't know, the Windows Store, right? So getting an app, publishing it to the store where people can go ahead and download it, install it themselves, discover it, that's all available here as well. So great source of information, walking you through how to get started. Highly recommend, you can come on back from full screen. I highly recommend, you know, take the time to go through this, right? Take a look at it. You don't have to spend a whole lot of time, but get familiar with the basic steps. It's all right here. And again, on the very home page of this, if I go back to the App Studio, if you scroll down, there's actually a couple of different training videos. So first of all is an App Studio walkthrough. You might want to do that actually to start with. Then they have a how to publish it to the store. That would be, you know, end later on, right? So the how-to section. The next thing that you want to take a look at, really, kind of out of sync here, is sample apps. So they do have some sample applications here. They have some Windows 10 at the top ones. So you can download from the Windows Store and install it on your phone or on your Windows 10 computer or tablet, like your Surface or some other one, Dell Venue 8, whatever the case might be. They have the source code on GitHub. So if you actually want to grab the source code and take a look at it, you can go ahead and do so, because one of the things these app studio projects do is you actually can output the code around it that folks can then take an even further, so you can get started as a baseline quickly and easily here, and then take that source code and then take it a whole step further in Visual Studio and get running, right? So some great, look at that. Best RTs, SharePoint BI mentioned us today. Very nice, thank you. But they have some Windows 10 ones, they have some Windows 8.1 sample apps, so they have it for the Windows Phone and for Windows Store. And again, the GitHub pieces there. The reason why I like to recommend these is you can get started with them. So for example, if I go ahead and click on one, right? It says create your Windows 10 app. So, you know, you click on this particular one, we can click on it. And then we can go ahead and click on and you know, start to look at that sample app. It's gonna actually, so let me click on this one and we'll give it a name, blah. There we go, start with it. Once we've done that, this gives us a working app that we can kind of deconstruct. So you still have that just in back of me, right, Stephen? Okay, good. So right here in back of me, you can kind of see, actually go full screen for a sec. So here you can see I quickly just generated this sample app. And what it's done is it's given me already, and I have the previews here, right? And I can go to different looks and feels. But here I can see I have a Flickr album. So I can click on that, click on the edit button of that. I can take a look at, you know, what it's doing here, right? What's that data look like? Here's this username or ID and what it, again, it's just a great way to deconstruct what they're doing in each of the sections. If I look at the detail pages, what are they doing here within the detail pages to give me this look and feel? If I wanted to alter it, if I clicked on a different look and feel, and then I said, oh, let's grab title here, great, and then save. You know, what does that look like for then somebody going in and seeing the difference? Oh, and maybe, let's say, changing that and save. Bada bing, boom. And now when we click on it there, it looks a little different. So it's just a great way to kind of deconstruct things, like I was saying, walk through. So there you can see it for Flickr. You can see it for their blog, how they're using RSS, favorite music. And look at all the stuff they've added in there. And you can see each of the elements that they've put in for these different URLs, data configuration, right? Where it's pulling different information from that. And you can go ahead and get a semblance of that. And then some HTML that they've also put in about me. And you can see the data, what they're doing here. And here's all that data, again, that they've gone and put in. It's a great way, come on back from full screen. So sample apps, after you've kind of gone through how to build, it's a great way for you to get a sense of what actually happens and mess around without getting frustrated using sample data. And you can start to play with it, plug your own stuff in, extend it to get a semblance as to what you want to do. But once you're finished with that, the next step is for you to start your own app. So at the very top here, you can see here there's a little tab and it says Start New. That's what we're going to start. We want to start an app for some of the content from our website, Worldwide MTC Studios. So MTC Studios has a number of things happening here. We have these different series of videos that people are producing. We have podcasts that people are putting up and producing. There's all kinds of goodies and things that we can do. We have an About section here, right, with some information about the site itself. So what we want to do is to create an application to pull some of that data for the users, right, and be able to publish that out. So let's get started. And the way that you're going to start and that I'm going to start is with the Start New. So let's go back full screen, Stephen. And we're going to click Start New. And here we go. So now we have some options. We can do Windows 10 or Windows 8.1. And here in 8.1, you'll see they have a ton of content template apps. I hope that we see many of these carry forward for Windows 10. Today, these are for the Windows 8.1, but they have one like My App, My Family. And these are great because while they're kind of samples, they meant to get you started and then be able to switch out your own content. In our case, though, let's go to Windows 10. They do have two sample ones, this My App and then this Favorite Bands app to take a look at, but we're going to start with an empty. We're going to start from scratch. So I'm going to go ahead and select that. It says choose a preview device. What do you want to preview? And so we can preview large screen, tablet, or phone. In my case, let's go ahead. We're just going to select a tablet. Actually, let's go ahead and make it large screen. Nah. Oh, we'll take the default. There we go. And so we're going to give it a name, and we're going to call this MTC Studios. And then we're going to click start with this one. So it's going to go ahead and save that. It put our name up in the corner. We have a little menu here. It shows us for home, right? Here's the home page. So it's a little menu that's going to get built dynamically as we add content that people can go back to at any time. Now, what we'd like to do is a couple things. I'd like to, first of all, create a welcome, right? So let's go ahead. And to create a welcome, I want to put some text in. And so for that, we're going to select HTML. And when we select that, it asks us for our name. So let's call it welcome. And then we're going to put text. Notice we have some very basic formatting options. I can bold, I can make italic, I can underline, I can bullet, both unordered or an ordered list. And finally, I can go ahead and show HTML here. And if I do that, then I can do a little bit of code in there if I'm somebody who knows and wants to do something. We're not going to bother with any of that. I'm just going to go ahead and say, welcome to Worldwide MTC Studios. And I'm going to put our link there. So I'm just going to start typing a URL, http://www.mtcstudios.com. And when I hit the enter or the space, boom, notice it underlined it. That's now an active link. Welcome. And then I could go ahead, hit the space, you know, the return bar maybe. And then underneath here, let's go back. We had this about us, and I can go ahead and maybe grab some of this, or I don't know. Let's see. Da, 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 da. Let's go ahead and we'll copy this all right here. Whoops. Come back to our page here, and we'll hit enter. About us. There we go. So now we have. And it's carried over our little hyperlinks, right? So there we go. So we have this kind of welcome. And I'm going to go ahead and click confirm. Now, I do want to, before I do that, I want you to take note of this. Notice how it made this a little bigger, right? The text. So if you'd like, one of the little tricks is you can go into Word and format your content there and just copy and paste it into here. And if you have titles, etc., it'll recognize all that and bring that forward. So I'm going to go ahead, click confirm, and we're going to save. And there we go. There is our text. And notice in our preview, there we have some things going on. And you can see we have, there's our about us and some more information. So now we've created this welcome page. Look at that. We're on our home. We have our home and welcome. And voila. If we wanted to, notice there's a little icon here. We could come into our edit section now. Now that we've created that, we can look at, it has layouts for this page. It said this is designed for HTML, so it's kind of pretty much all taken care of. We have the content. This is what we're pulling here. Not really a whole lot else to do. It's kind of a do it, you know. And then finally, this icon, if I did not want that, maybe I want to pull something else in. It says image must be 32 by 32. So I could do that. I could pull it from here. Let's grab just one of theirs. Notice the resources, though, when I click on it, upload from my computer, my OneDrive, or App Studio resources. So for this one, let's pick something here. I don't know. What do we want? I liked kind of that little happy face, the little emoji there. Confirm, boom, save. So now when I come back here, there's that little emoji, welcome, little smiling. And there we go. So we've created our first bit of content. Easy peasy. As we're going, if you have questions around how to do any of this, I'll be keeping a monitor, so is producer Steve, but feel free to ask and we'll, you know, be happy to stop and pause. So now that we have that, we want to start adding additional content. And so the first thing that I would like to show, I think in this case, is RSS. So RSS stands for Real Simple Syndication. When I click it, it gives a name here and it allows me to pull a feed from anywhere. Now they have one here, one out of the box. It is a sample feed using the blogging, the Windows blog. You could put that in and then play around with it to see how it's formatting, but you can certainly pull your own. I'm going to go to, in our case, I actually have, if we come back here to our MTC Studio site, at the very bottom of the page, look at this, we have a subscribe. And when we click that, here we have the RSS feeds for our different sections. So I can simply come in here, and for example, the first one, our MTC Studio series, happens weekly on Thursdays. I can go here and copy the link. Notice when I mouse over, it has a link to this RSS feed. And so coming back then to our page here, I can go ahead, delete the existing, and we can name this. Let's call it MTC Studio. And for RSS, we're gonna go ahead and we paste that in there. I'm gonna click confirm. And there we go, there is our new content. I can click on here, and if we wanted, you know, we'll save it. It's then going to pull up the default view of that underneath here. I can click, go to Justice MTC's Studio. So by default, look at what it's doing. Boom. And it, you can click on any of these, and it's going to show you, you know, a link into that particular piece of content. But maybe I want to pretty that up a bit. So let's go ahead and I'm going to click now on this edit button. And here you can see it's giving us, first of all, let's pull that up here. Here is this list page. This is how it's laying out the videos. It's taking this view where it's an icon, right? So it's pulling the image and then it's putting text to the side of it. But there are quite a few others. Let's take a look at what they look like. So first of all, this one here is a text card. So if I save the view here, come back, boom. Now you can see this is the view a little bit different, right? How it's listing it out. Maybe I want to select this next one, a contact card view. It's going to give an image with in a circle. If we save that, come back here. Now you can see looks a little bit different than it did previously. It's taking the image of that video. It's putting it in a circle. And then we can drill into each individual one. We have another one here, big picture view. Let's save that. Go back to our view here. And now again, a little bit different, right? We have the image and then some text and information and can drill down here. Here's the one we were at previously, horizontal cards. This one's similar. They have a couple. And then finally, the last one, just to show you, is just simply an image. That doesn't do it for me. I actually liked the big pictures card. So I'm gonna go ahead and save. And then we'll see when we come here, this is what that's gonna look like. So it's gonna create this dynamic view of these on the fly. Now, when I drill into one of these, this is the detail view. I can change the detail view here by clicking on detail page, and you'll notice there are three different views here. This one is on a text layout. I'm not quite that keen around it, so let's go back to this first one, the generic layout, and let's save it. And we'll see that if we come here into our MTC Studios, And I don't know why that's not showing. What happened to our list page? We were here. And here. There we go. All right, we're good. Go back here. Okay, that's all looking good. Detail page. Here we go. Oh, so we're here on this detail page view, and what we'd like to do is a couple things. Number one, it has a title and description, but for the image, we want to show something. So here they actually have the image URL, and if I click this, I'm going to go ahead and save it. And now when we click and come into one of these, notice, there we go. It's made that a little more attractive. Dean Suzuki, this MTC Studio, Internet of Things. And so it's allowed me to pretty that up. Oh, we have some other things. We've enabled sharing. And notice I can click in here. I can give labels and add. So I can give, for example, I don't know, you know, a label. We can do bindings to any kind of data we're pulling in. Another information, so we have that here. So that's available. We have go to source here, which will take us there. And again, we could alter any of these. Right now we're doing this one column around the author. If we wanted to add additional columns, maybe we want to do one for the media URL, right? For the video. So we can go ahead and save that as well. And then we'll get a link directly to stuff. So let's take a look. Here we go. Boom. So now we've got this media URL that's here as well. There's Dean. Just some different things where we can go in and affect a view to the content and other things, having it lay out the way we want. Does that make sense? Steven, does that make sense to you as I'm going through, or am I? Pretty straightforward. All right, so that's our RSS. I'm just going to save that as an example. Next stage is I want to add something a little different. So we have many social feeds built in. I'm going to use the Facebook one because a lot of people like Facebook. So it says to do Facebook, I have to create an API key. So to do that, it says you need a Facebook key to use this data source. And I don't have one yet. So to get one, I'm going to click Create new API key. To create that, I need the app ID and the app secret ID. Now, they have here how to create one, which will walk you through step by step. I already did that. So here I have my app. So there's my app ID. So I'm going to go ahead, copy, and we're going to, I'm in the wrong screen. Here we go. I'm right there. So I've pasted that in. Next, I want to get the app secret. So I'm going to come here. I'm going to show that. So I got to enter my password. Aha. There we go. Copy. And we'll come back here. And there's my app secret. V. I'm going to validate. Take me home. Oh, because that was from earlier. And I left that sitting there. So let's come back here again. Boom. And that was when I was testing things out earlier. And boom, there we go. Validate, saving. There we go. So now it's validated this, right? So now if we come back here and refresh, look at that. It's recognized now. It has, so I have the app key. We have data configuration here. And all I have to do now is confirm. There we go. So now for Facebook, let's save that. Look at that. Here it is now pulling information from our Facebook. And again, if we wanted to, you know, we can come in here. Let's go ahead, click the edit button. Bunch of stuff we can do. Number one, here is the data, right? So here's data things that we've been pulling in. We have different pages. Maybe I want to get a different page ID, so we could do that. Let's go ahead and in ours, let's go back to my Facebook. Let's pull this. So here's this page ID. copy. Come back here. Maybe want to put that one V and do search here. I seem to be wanting to find the Facebook page. So mine is WWMTC Studios. Oh, I think that's why. WWMTC Studios. There we go. That's what I wanted. So we'll go ahead, select that, and then it inputs the ID. Very nice. I can save. Now, when we come in, since I've created that app ID, come to Facebook. Look at that. It's pulling ones from our particular one. Again, then I can come in here. I can change, for example, the layout. Maybe we want to make sure we're given the title here. Context image URL. Beautiful. We can go ahead and save. Person comes in, clicks. Look at that. Now they're getting all that information from our particular Facebook page. Come on back. And so that's how we can go in and continue to add. Now, there are things where we can add additional pieces, like maybe we want to add a collection. We can select static and dynamic resources. There are menus we can go ahead and add and put on here. We can pull stuff from Groove Music. I am going to add the collection just because I want to show real quickly. Maybe we're going to click and get this one here. So now if we call it, stay on this page, save. So now we can go ahead and add data there. The other piece, and I'm not going to create new data sources, the other one's kind of interesting is menu. So let's go ahead and add just real quickly a menu and save. And when we select that, notice it then has menu actions. These are kind of cool. It's the last thing I want to show you that you can add on your app. So they have URLs, for example. So if I wanted to provide a menu action with a URL, and we're going to go ahead, let's say I want it to be HTTP. We'll call this one. Actually, let's just call it Worldwide MTC Studios. And then we'll put in the value, colon, whack, whack, www.mtcstudios.com. There we go. Confirm. Boom. There we have now this available under our menu. So if we saved, maybe we come back here. We go to this. No, not to the collection. I'm sorry. Come back here. And if we click that, we're going to have like links, and this is not going to do it for me right now because we're in this preview thing. But if I click that on the app itself, it would take me to the site. We also have email. So an email action, right? And we can say that we are the Worldwide MTC Studios at Outlook.com. Real email. We can confirm that. Boom. So now we've added email to here to this menu that we're adding. Maybe there's a phone. If it's our, you know, company or some other org, we can go ahead and say call the phone, and we can put the number there. And I'm not going to add a number because then people will call me. A map. This is pretty cool. Maybe we want to add a map. So let's go ahead and do the action value. So we'll call this. Let's see. We want to look up, search for a term. MTC Malvern. So we want to let people know where the Malvern MTC is. So let's go ahead and do a search on that. And nobody's coming up. Let's see. Microsoft Technology Center Malvern. Let's try that. How about Microsoft? Boy. Malvern. Today I'm not finding anything that I want to find. I do not know why. I did this the other day. Let's just type Malvern something. There we go. Malvern, Microsoft Office. How's that? So maybe if we add the push pin, I don't know why we're not seeing that. But at any rate, once we're done, we can give it a name, select, boom, confirm. Then it'll have a link that'll open and invoke a map. And then finally, you have custom that allows you to create all kinds of custom actions, right, based off of those. And you could go ahead and add those to that. Once you're finished, so we've done all that, right? The last thing is we want to go ahead. You can theme it so you can make it look nice. You can add images in here. You can pick a theme. Maybe we want to pick, I'll select blue snow and say save. And then look at that. It's already reskinned my site. Has a whole new look and feel. And we have a whole range of ones you can grab. How about green swamp? Everybody wants a green swamp. There we go. So we have the green swamp view, deep blue. And then finally, let's pick California, save. There we go. So we have our California one. But you could go ahead, pick a theme, and you can customize it with imagery, others. You can pick tiles that you might want to have. You want to have live tiles. You can go ahead and add those. None, right? So this one, you could have none of them and just pick the defaults. Or you can create your own custom tiles. They're going to show up in your app's view. I'm going to confirm none. And then finally, whoops, stay on this page, save. When you're finally ready, we have our last settings that you can select. And again, you can put some additional content in here, privacy, URL, instrumentation, extras, something about the page, an app description here. When we're ready, click finish. And then we're ready to go ahead and we can preview, right? There it is on each of our views. Phone, desktop, Facebook, look at that. So we're able to do some last previewing. We now have the ability to generate an installable package, publish a package, and get the source code. All that is there. Once we're ready, we can go ahead, spit those out, and then we can sideload it, publish it, make it available for others, and then we're done. We have our app. That's it. Come on out of the full screen. That's all there is to it. It's easy. It's simple. Questions by anybody around any of it. One of the things I want you to notice at any time, you can go ahead, skip back and forth. If you go to My Projects later on, maybe you've worked on it for a bit, you need to come back. You can always come back to your project, pull it up. And then again, you can skip around within it, add, edit. When you're ready, again, go to finish and then generate. It's all there. It's simple. It's easy. And you can start to create some very rich apps here with no code. Now, it is limited because there is no code. So I'll tell you a couple of things that I noticed. For example, RSS is great for blogs, not so great for things like Channel 9 content, right? Doesn't link necessarily embedded directly to the videos, but YouTube will give you the videos. That same getting the API key, you can do that for Facebook, for Twitter, for YouTube content if you're storing video content up there, and create some very rich interactive views for you. Oh, and my son has just brought me lunch for my birthday. Thank you, son. Brought me Smashbox, or Smash Burger, I mean. Smash Burger. Thank you, son. Love my son. Filling my belly. So, easy to do. If you have questions at any time, just go to how to, right? Just keep another tab and it'll walk you through if you're having questions how to. Remember, this stuff gets in depth around everything we did. They walk you through step by step. You can't go wrong. So try a sample project. I see we got a new message. What is the cost to publish an app? A great question. Steven, how much do you think it costs to publish an app out to the store?
$100.
Steven thinks it's $100. Well, you have to have an App Center account. If you got an MSDN account, guess what? Just get in there and start doing that. And it says here, the registration is, there is a fee, right, for the registration. So let's click there and let's take a look. Pricing and availability. Oh, no, that's not for that. That's the wrong thing. Whoop. Set up app pricing. App submission process, make money, promote, monetization. What is the fee? It says sign up today. Ready to get started as an app dev. You'll be asked to enter your contact and provide a payment method. When we click sign up, I'm hoping it's not going to walk me into it since I'm already have an ID here. It did. Dang. I don't know the cost. Dang. It is, I think, $100 for the program. Dev Center programs. Join us. Registration. I'm going to have to put that after the fact. So thank you for asking, but I can't get to it because I already have an account and I've had it and I forget. I get it free because I'm a Microsoft employee, but you know, other folks might want to check that out. So we will have that after the break. We'll post it in the Yammer in answer to Todd's question. I'll track that down and then we'll have it on the post as well. So if there are other questions, feel free to ask. If not, real quickly, I think I'm going to pull up. On my phone, I am. So I'm going to go ahead and open up a view here. I'm going to pull up a camera feed, and there we go. So Stephen, why don't we go full screen? So just real quickly before I get to upcoming events, I do have a couple of minutes, so I wanted to show this. I got asked the other day about views I was showing. Here's my phone, by the way, my Lumia 1520. It's a couple of years old, running Windows 10. Right in the preview program. I love it. But so one of the things that I do is I use the Microsoft Health app with my Microsoft Band. And so this is pulling up my last information. And I had posted a view, a screenshot of a view to my sleep. So here's my sleep last night. And the best night's sleep I've had in a year. 6 hours, 30 minutes. But you'll notice of it, only 19 minutes, 28 seconds was restful. And it gives this great breakdown around that. And I can actually go, I didn't want to get out of that. I can actually go and look at history of my sleep day by day, right? Looking at these as I go, and I can take a look and see, you know, just what kind of sleep, what's the quality of my sleep, and kind of take a look at what's happening, you know, around that. And it has my steps and all that other information. I have 2,000 today. But when I posted that, all that was coming off of my Microsoft Band. There we go. You can see my band. Ooh, and my hairy arm. Let me actually take this off so we can see it a little better. There we go. You see that okay, Steven? So, turn it back on. So there's my band, and here I can toggle through steps and all that. And you can see also if I scroll over, there's my integration. I'm getting Cortana news. I'm getting text. A happy birthday from my son's fiance. Missed calls. Xbox news. Weather info. All kinds of good stuff. But it's tracking my sleep here. And so, you know, I wanted to just quickly highlight the Microsoft Health app is available for the Windows Phone platform, for iOS, for Android. And you can use it on any of those, but the new Band 2, which I'll be sporting soon, has all kinds of cool info that it'll pull. You can get it as well. Microsoft Band, you can get these ones like mine, first gen online, for around $99 these days. The brand new one, which is really rocking, which is what I want, you can actually pick up starting now in the stores and online for $249. And in the UK, I know they're doing some special promos, so you can find out more there. So that's my app of the week. Let's get out of our camera view. And we'll be showing devices and such on that ongoing as we go. Last but not least, let's talk about our upcoming events. And then before we sign off. So we have some great stuff coming up soon. on 11/9, Midday Cafe, we're going to have security enhancements in Azure SQL database. So we're going to have guest Bill Emmert, one of our architects here, and also our technical director of the MTC. He will be talking all about security enhancements in Azure SQL database. On 11/23, we're going to be taking a look at Cortana Analytics. Pretty rocking, and we're going to have another guest for that as well. So if you have not seen Cortana Analytics, prepare to have your mind go and get blown. Finally, the last one I have scheduled here, 12/7. It is Midday Cafe Office. We're going to have Satien. That name rolls off the tongue. So Satien is a rocking dude here out of the Mid-Atlantic District for the small business segment. He's going to be showing client matters. So for legal folks, this is a must-see session. Those are the upcoming ones we have. This afternoon at 2:30, I'm going to have this month in education, so you can actually tune back and check us out. We're going to be showing all kinds of cool things with creating infographics, as well as using OneNote and OneDrive for collaboration with students. Some great stuff there. But that's all I got here at Midday Cafe. Of course, we are one of the Microsoft Technology Centers, part of the worldwide MTC Studios. Microsoft Technology Studios are located worldwide, and you can join us too. So if you have questions, comments, concerns, moving forward, love to hear from you. Remember to join our Yammer group. You can post questions there. Love to hear from you. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and other channels. Love to hear from you. With that, this is Michael Giannotti for the Worldwide MTC Studios, along with my producer,
Steven Castellani.
Bidding you have a great day. Take care, and as always, ciao.